Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Yogurt is a staple in lots of lunchboxes or as an after-school snack. Yogurt's in pots, yogurt drinks, yogurt's in tubes. They're marketed often as being healthy and handy for children to get some of their daily dairy intake. But are they really healthy and how much sugar is in them? Well, Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, has been taking a look at them, at the labels and the research. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
And you have a range in with us, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, there's relatively recent research out, isn't there, from Queen's College in London. What does it tell us?
That's right. And I think this received a lot of headlines recently. And, you know, they kind of always would pick out probably the worst offender. And the headline was that some children's yogurts had the same amount of sugar in them as 16 small plain biscuits. So, you know, that's quite shocking for parents because you wouldn't be handing maybe two or three biscuits to your child, but you would feel quite confident if they were having a yogurt as a snack. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, they're not all the same. So yogurt is a fantastic food. I think that's the first thing to say. It is something that we all have in our fridge because it's a really good source of calcium. It's one of the dairy foods, and we should be getting, you know, between 3 to 5 dairy foods a day, depending on what our age is, whether you're a teenager or a young child or whatever.
It's also really handy because, you know, an hour after dinner when they come to you and say, I'm really hungry.
Exactly.
It's a great one along with the fruit to, you know, fruit and yogurt. Fill a gap.
So I think that's really important to say, you know, that I'm not here in any way to say you can't have yogurt. What I would point out, particularly to parents of young children, when you start introducing yogurt, really, you're better off to steer clear of the ones which have lots of cartoon labels on the packets, the ones that are very specifically aimed at children, because they do, and we see, have seen the research now, they do tend to contain a lot of added sugar. And therefore, if your child develops a taste for those, it's very hard to get back.
To go back.
Whereas if you're weaning a child, yogurt's a really easy food. You know, I remember with my own bringing a carton of natural yogurt and a banana with you and you were kind of good to go. That would be a really handy snack. You could mash it up with a fork if you were kind of out on the go with a young child. But if you start that with a very sweet yogurt, the babies who have a preference for sweeter foods anyway, it can be quite hard to get back. So I would say, you know, that all of these yogurts that we have here in front of us, they all have a time and a place. And, you know, if you're in a friend's house and they have a very sweet yogurt, that's fine because children, you know, can have a range of foods. But if you're talking about lunchboxes, try and keep it to the sugar content. And that's where you need to have a look at labels and be a little bit label savvy, which I think can be difficult for people.
Okay, so teach us what we need to look out for then.
Okay, well, the first thing is when you look at a food label, not everybody knows when you look at the list of ingredients that the first food or the first ingredient that appears, that is the most or the highest amount of that is in the food. So if you look at something and if you're looking at a yogurt and now these labels, the other problem is the writing is so small.
Yes.
So, you know, I now need in the last couple of years, I need glasses for reading. So if you're in a supermarket, I'm walking around, I don't have my glasses on, then you need to take them out of your bag and look at labels. So that's the first thing with labels. But certainly if you're looking at the label, firstly, they will say per 100 grams, that's an EU regulation. So the food will have to tell you per 100 grams how much energy, fat, carbohydrate is in there. And the sugar is a type of carbohydrate, so it will be in there. It often will say underneath of which sugars.
That's the crucial bit.
That's the bit. So have a look at that. Now, again, in natural yogurt, there will be naturally occurring sugar that is the lactose in milk. So milk naturally has sugar in it. And I'm looking at one alive natural yogurt here. And the sugar content there is around 6%. So that is the natural sugar, because when you go to look at the ingredients, there is no sugar added in here.
And you're saying that's acceptable.
That's absolutely acceptable because that is that's the lactose in milk. We call that, that's called intrinsic sugar. So it's sugar that is part of the milk.
Can't avoid it.
Can't avoid it. And it's absolutely fine. It's a source of energy and it doesn't cause a problem. So we're not looking for yogurts with 0% sugar.
Okay. So 6% is okay if it's coming from a natural source.
It is. And that's the lactose in the milk, which you can't avoid and it's absolutely fine.
Okay. And that is a natural, I think it says low fat, bio-organic, all that.
Now again, that's one I happen to have in my fridge. It doesn't have to be low fat, but you can see the fat count again here would be about 2%, but then that can be up to between 2 to 4% because milk itself is not that high in fat anyway. But again, when you go to something like a vanilla yogurt, you will see the sugar content will be gone up to about 10%, and that's just the added sugar flavouring and the vanilla flavouring. So when you look at the list here on the ingredients, the first will be milk, then water, and then sugar. So that's, but again, that's not that high. So that's a vanilla flavoured yogurt.
Yeah, but you see,
so
I'm looking at that pot now and I see it says protein yogurt and I see it says 0% fat and all of the good things that I would, you know, be very happy to put into my trolley. And yes, it has a higher sugar content than the natural.
It has a little bit more sugar, but then you would expect that because flavoured yogurts will have a little bit more because generally the flavouring is going to be sweeter. So there will be a little bit of sugar added in most of the flavoured yogurts. And again, that is something that I have in my own fridge, so I wouldn't be concerned about that. However, if I point this to you now, Claire, which is, again, looks quite healthy because it's the natural yogurt. It has on the bottom kind of a fruit layer that people can mix in.
Yeah.
And on the top, if people can hear that, that's the little granola pot that comes on the top of the yogurt.
So we think we're being really good
here. So that to me kind of looks quite healthy. But when you look at the side of that, that contains 26 grams of sugar. So that's like 26%. That's per 100 grams. So again, that's very high compared to a natural yogurt at 5 and a vanilla flavoured yogurt at 10.
Can I point out another difference now between that pot with the muesli and everything and the natural yogurt?
Yeah.
The one with the 26 grams of sugar is nice and the other one is horrible.
I know, I couldn't let you get away with that now, Claire.
But natural yogurt is just not
But you
nice,
see, natural yogurt, probably
sour.
A pot of, you would put that with a slice of banana into it. You know, if you add the sweetness then from the fruit. So that is something. And then you're also getting one of your 5 a day. Okay. So yogurt, I agree with you, a pot of natural yogurt is not going to be
it's
very popular in a school lunch. This one now here again, which is a kid's yogurt, but it would be a popular kind of a small carton size and it would be a strawberry flavour can go into a lunchbox. And that one, again, in terms of sugar, it's only 7.6.
OK, so again, but that, I mean, that's an organic bio, everything.
Brand.
But it's flavoured.
It's flavoured, but again, it's still very low in sugar.
Okay.
You know, whereas if you look at one here, which has a cartoon character on it, and again, this one has gone up a little bit more. So we're talking 12 grams. So I know we're just talking a little bit in terms of grams. It's like an extra teaspoon or whatever. The problem with children, and again, we are talking about these for children because they have cartoon characters and they're marketed for children. For teeth, these aren't great either. So dentists aren't mad on children snacking on yogurts which are highly flavoured because the sugar tends to kind of last a little bit longer. And the same would go for the yogurt drinks. So the yogurt drinks, again, they tend to be a larger container size. This is almost 200 grams. So if you're talking about, you know, it would be if you look on the label and it says per 100 grams, you have to look at the size of the carton. There's a bit of maths involved there as well. So it gets a bit confusing. And in fact, it's worth mentioning there is a lecture on this evening online at 7 o'clock by the UCD Food and Health and Nutrition team. So if people want to Google UCD Food and Health Eventbrite, it's free and they can sign up.
Okay.
And there will be
more information
nutritionists
on
going
this.
Through all of the and how to read labels. Go to Safe Food as well. They have a really good website and they've got really simple. Because it is confusing. I mean, you have to do a little bit of maths. So you have to, you know, but again, I would say to people, you know, this is another one here, which has the little kind of froggy faces on the front.
Yeah,
this
Freddo. People will know the Freddo
exactly.
brand.
And
so but you see, if I'm buying that, I know that's a treat.
Yes.
That's chocolate.
Absolutely. And that is a treat and that's fine. But what I'm saying is these are all on the one shelf in the yogurt fridge in the supermarket.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, that if you send a child to buy their own yogurt, chances are, you know, they might reach for that. But certainly, you know, as when you become a little bit more savvy, and I think it is a good idea to start as you mean to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, start. And even you can see in terms of colour of the little kids bio yogurt we were saying that is the strawberry flavour. But you can see it's quite pale. It's not really strongly flavoured or highly, you know, highly coloured, I should say, or flavoured. So this would have a little bit of strawberry flavouring in it. And it's not too much higher in sugar.
Going back to the natural yogurt, you're saying put a few blueberries or banana.
Whatever you have, slice up
I've
a
heard
pear.
Also about, or putting a drop of vanilla extract or a bit of cinnamon or something in there, would that help?
Yeah, well, I suppose if you have a child who doesn't like it,
I'm talking about myself.
I know. Maybe if you want to put a drop of vanilla essence in your yogurt, Claire. But again, it is what children are used to. And that's why I'd say, you know, at the weaning stage, it's, you know, you have a lot of control at that stage of what you're bringing into the house. It's a little bit more difficult if you've got a 10-year-old who is very set and they will only eat the very sweet yogurt. You know, you still have to weigh it up. They're still getting the calcium and the protein. Just be careful when you are choosing yogurts that you're not veering off the yogurt and over towards the chocolate dessert section, because they all look very similar. You know, I just kind of, I went to the supermarket yesterday to have a look at kind of almost with a fresh eye, because we all tend to buy the same ones all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I always reach for the natural yogurt, that protein vanilla yogurt, as I say, came from my own fridge. You know, these kind of ones, they're the ones that the same brand that I tend to reach for all the time. But when I went and just looked for today to bring a few different ones, I was really surprised at the range of sugar. And I think that's why I would, my advice to parents would be, start with the natural yogurt when children are small, and you can add whatever flavors. You can grate an apple into it. You can put in a little bit of, you know, whatever fruit you have, mushed up strawberries or raspberries, or a slice of banana.
For the flavor.
For the flavor. And then it's, you know, it's a really good food to add in to weaning foods.
Well, look, it's an eye opener for adults and for children, Louise.
Check the labels.
Check the label. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for bringing those in as well. The Emmys happened overnight. We're going to find out who won what in just a moment.